Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Hello, hello. If you are a mom who either does pick up drop off by car or by bus, tell us your secrets because I feel like this is a struggle. For me personally, no matter how you look at it, it's a thing, right?
So
like,
your kids, go ahead.
For the first time ever this very morning, our three kids who all go to the same exact school now got on the same exact bus. For the first couple of weeks of school, they were riding on two different buses, picking up at two different locations.
It's ludicrous. That's crazy.
Logistically, kind of a nightmare. But anyway, regardless, the way that it's working out for me personally is it's just a lot of logistical drama. Mm-hmm. Because we have a pre-K-er at an elementary school, there's like different drop-off pickup rules, yep. Yada, yada, yada. Yep. They're just, to me, there isn't like an easy pickup drop off car rider line situation.
Makes
and there
sense.
Wasn't an easy bus situation
yep.
until now, which I'm very grateful that our sweet school system has made it so that now all of our children can be on the same bus.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was over the moon this morning when they all went off at the same time on the same vehicle. Now, I will say I was like, oh, gosh, that's three of my children on one bus. Please be careful, bus driver.
Yeah.
Like, drive safely.
Yeah,
drive
yeah,
safely.
Yeah.
But it's just – it's tricky. It's tricky. It's tricky for the school systems. It's tricky. They don't – as you probably know, I don't know where you're listening and what the situation is like in your school district, but we are short bus drivers here.
I think that's a problem across
yeah, –
I'm guessing
it's tricky.
Across anything,
and
yeah.
So for me, the car rider line is not really as much of an option because it drastically shortens my workday.
Mm-hmm.
But Katie, you are finding some joy out of the car rider line.
Yeah.
Different story over here.
Different story. Well, I mean, listen. So River doesn't have a bus. There's not a bus option for River.
She can't ride the bus.
She goes to a little private school right up the road from our house. So everybody in her school.
There's no bus.
I shouldn't say everybody. There is a bus, but I think it buses them all the way to South Asheville. Anyway, I just don't want to say something that's not untrue. So there is a bus, but River, it's not an option for River. I don't do drop-offs in the morning. Our nanny or Brian does drop-offs in the morning, but I do pickups, mm-hmm. Which means a car line. And this is my first – River went to preschool where there was a car line, but it was, you know, it was very small and quick and whatever. So now I find myself in car line, I mean, sometimes for 20, 25 minutes. It just depends on what time I go, right? I gotta tell ya,
You're digging it.
This is gonna be an unpopular opinion. I actually said this. Our editor, who's awesome, has a daughter, and I said he was adjusting some things with our computer in here. And Karen was like, "What do you want to talk about?" I was like, "I gotta tell you, I'm really enjoying Carline." And Matthew like looked over like,
"What?
Excuse me?
Like I can't stand the Carline.
Like
yeah.
you've lost your mind."
I think most people hate it, but you are finding some joy in the downtime.
I just because it's my only opportunity in the day. You know, when I get home from work, I feel like I need to like clean cat litter, like try to decide what's going on for dinner, put away laundry, clean my house, throw
you
away
can't do
sheets
anything
of paper
when you're
for
sitting
our
in.
Other podcasts. Yes,
yeah.
I have like a million things to do. Right, like pack my gym clothes for the next day. But Carline is the only, like, there's nothing you can do except for, like, shop on Amazon. I, like, catch up with friends. I talked to my friend Maggie, who I never get to talk to because she works, you know, she works, like, a 9-to-5 job. But sometimes she'll answer. And I had, like, I don't know, it was, like, towards mm-hmm. the end of her workday or whatever. And like, I was like, I talked on the phone for like 30 minutes. Like, mm-hmm. it's just a time in which I have to be stationary and there's nothing else I can do except to do something for myself. And I, Carline, I love you.
All right. I feel like there's a – we were just talking last episode about momfluencers. I feel like there's a lot of momfluencers I follow who do their, like, reels and stories in the car line.
Oh.
Like, this is a thing to be like – because you're like –
like tips or like just – oh, just they're like in there talking in their car?
Right. You know, like the people you follow who just do – yeah. You know, just chat about whatever's going on.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like this is a thing because, to your point, what else are you doing in that time? Like,
Nothing.
You're just sitting there.
Nothing.
Now, I will say, I think that your car line is better because, I mean, 25 to 30 minutes, when I do car line, it can be upwards of an hour.
Oh, well, I mean, I will say this. I go early enough that I don't have to
wait as long,
mm-hmm. but not so early that I'm, like, first in line because, remember, I want that time. So,
right,
yeah,
you gotta time it right. I find that
I'm sure
that's
probably true. River's at a small school, so I'm sure
I think it's shorter of a car line. I find that when I have to do car line, I'm still working and it's very stressful.
Yeah,
and
sure.
then I'm also like trying to tell the guy which kids I'm picking up and blah, 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 blah. So I don't ever feel non-stressed in the car line, but I'm glad you have that time.
Well, and I will say this, it's after my work day, right? I've
right.
already worked all
You've
day,
done
so
your shift. Yeah.
my work is over, and the only thing that I have is my
I love it. So
my
do you
second job, which is like all the crap around your house, you know what
do
I'm saying?
Do you feel like your spending has, hopefully Brian's not listening, do you feel like your spending has increased?
Brian, plug your ears. No, but I will say this, I will, like, when I know I have to do a grocery order or an Amazon order, or, like, I had, like, a couple of texts that I had to return. All day I was like, I'm gonna do that in car line. Mm-hmm. Like, I've like sort of, I don't know that I'm spending more money as much as I'm just like, now I know
you have that time.
I'm like prioritize
to do those
that time to do some of those tasks. Mm-hmm. I listen to my music.
Totally get it.
I like
totally
jam
get
out.
It.
It's funny, the principal at the school at the beginning of the year was like, now parents, if you're gonna take a nap, make sure you set your alarm, okay? Because we've had it. And I was like, oh.
Smart.
What? People are taking naps in car line? Mm-hmm. This is very smart.
I do think the car rider situation is a whole thing.
Yes.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, and trust me, I have it down to, like, the car line doesn't start moving until 3:07. Like, I know I could
exactly.
take a nap and set my alarm for, like, 3:06, and it would be good because it's, like, it's, like, people have this – it's, like, dialed in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who would have known that I would enjoy car line so much? It's like a little gift.
I love
it.
I love it.
A 5-day-a-week gift.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Enjoy every second
Thank
of that
you.
Car line.
Thanks. It's the little things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This article is coming to you from the New York Post. My best friend won't come over anymore after I told her not to call my toddler a spoiled brat. Well, do you blame her?
Right?
I mean, so here's the thing. I should say, like, do you blame this, like, friend whose friend called her kid a spoiled brat for, like, being, like, what the heck? Like, it's the other woman who is at fault here, right?
Well, and we should say, the friend who said he was a spoiled brat does not have children.
Correct. I, like, highlighted that.
Yeah, she does not have children, and the other woman's baby, I mean, he's a toddler. He's, like, toddlering.
He's
like, throwing a tantrum.
He's two.
As two-year-olds do, and the friend who doesn't have kids was like, ugh,
what
a spoiled brat.
Two-year-olds have no impulse control, right? Nothing.
No.
None. So the story is this childless friend was spending time around this original poster and her toddler. And, you know, he was being a toddler. Like, he was going from, like, happy to sad in all in a minute's time. And the friend said he was a spoiled brat. And the mom explained to her that he's just two and he's trying to regulate his emotions. And then I asked her not to call my kid a brat or any other names as I don't want it to destroy his self-esteem. I would say, like, I just, like, you're offending me. I don't, like, forget about self-esteem. And the friend apologized, but then followed it up straight away with this passive-aggressive statement. I guess I won't come over anymore since you want me to be mad. You want to be mad about stupid things. And when the mom tried to restate her boundaries, saying, I'm not mad, just don't call my kid names, her friend didn't seem to quite get it and proceeded to ignore her for the rest of the night. And now the mom wants to know, am I wrong here? No, you are not.
No, I think, and everyone in the comments agreed that this, the friend without kids is in the wrong here. You know, and the mom also says, like, look, P.S., I don't have a crazy toddler. He's well-behaved in class. He's happy. Like, you know, it's not like she has this, like, nutso kid
who's out of the norm. Well, I didn't even have to qualify this. Like, sure. Even if you have a, like, nutso kid who's outside of the norm, like, your friend shouldn't call your kid a spoiled brat. At least not to your face.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would be just as upset.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if they don't have kids, I'm sure I was not perfect, but I hope that before I had kids, I would have just not commented because you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, no. Keep that to yourself.
No. This is I kind of question, and somebody else mentioned this in the article, like, what's going on with that friend? Like,
yeah.
Do you have other things brewing? Because it just seems such an obvious, such so obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Mom's the word.
So my mom's today. Have you heard of RX bars?
I have, and I enjoy
I
them.
I love them. My favorite is the chocolate, sea salt, and the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a mom who's on the go and needs like a quick and easy, but I would think healthier option, this is for you. They're actually Whole30 approved, which I'm not really sure why.
What does that mean? I mean, I know what it means,
yeah.
But Whole30 is like, that's like special like,
yeah,
plan,
like
right?
no dairy, no cheese, no artificial anything. So only whole foods, but anyway, they're very good and they're healthy and they're filling.
Mm-hmm.
I, a lot of times don't have time for breakfast in the morning just because it's so crazy, and I'll slip one of those in my bag, and I just feel like it's a good healthy alternative rather than like sneaking through a drive-thru.
I do like those. I like those are my go-to at like the airport when you're like you just want something to eat but you don't want to like stuff Cheez-Its in your mouth kind of situation.
And here's a pro tip. They're, I'm not going to say half, but significantly cheaper at Trader Joe's.
Mm. Really?
You can sometimes get them buy one, get one at Publix, but I almost always buy them at Trader Joe's because it's I think a full dollar cheaper there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like those. Good. That's a good mums.
And there's lots of different flavors, but those are just my personal faves.
They have like some egg whites in them too.
They do. There's a blueberry one that's pretty
good. I like
that one. Uh-huh. Yeah. So if you're looking for a healthy snack, RX bars, my friends.
Okay.
Okay, the next article, the male loneliness epidemic and how it affects fathers. This is something that I just feel like doesn't get talked about a lot, but I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Well, it even says that in the article.
Oh, that it doesn't get addressed.
It's like a silent issue.
Silent epidemic. So it's
we've been in TV news too long, by the way.
Yeah.
That was like, yeah.
Stay-at-home dads don't have really a community. They don't really have
a
friend
circle. But not even just stay-at-home dads. I think it's just like dads in general.
I mean, yes. I think the article kind of is talking to a couple of dads who happen to both be stay-at-home dads. I think you're right to some extent. But I think in particular, if you don't have that work circle, right? If you don't have those work friends and that.
Well, think about people, too, who are working
from
sort of
home.
Remotely
yes.
or those hybrid positions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just don't have someone to talk to. And it talks about how there's just a lack of meaningful connections. I totally see this. And I see that for moms, I think even if you're one of those moms who's like kind of hesitant to make new mom friends, I think it's in general easier to be a mom. You're usually doing the kid things and at the birthday parties and at the things, and it's just easier to strike up a conversation. I could totally see where dads, it's just often maybe a little bit trickier to make other dad friends than it is moms. But these dads talk about how there's just not a lot of support, and some people view deep relationships as not as masculine, right? It's less likely for a dad to you know, think about how sometimes it's awkward for you as a mom to say, like, do you want to, like, get your number and, like, be friends?
I hate that. I hate that. I want to make new friends, but
right.
I hate
But I think that as our community goes, it's easier for moms than dads.
I think that's true.
You know, I think it's even trickier for dads to be like, hey, buddy.
What's your number?
You want to go out sometime? because moms can always say, like...
I'm, like, envisioning both of our husbands doing
Yeah, like, it's awkward. Right. Like, moms can always be like, oh, let's have, like, the kids have a play date.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know,
sure.
And then you can become friends, and then you go out for a glass of wine, whatever.
I like how you, like, you take it, like, you just took it right there. Like,
yeah,
forget about the kids, let's just go drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, then you become friends. And I think for dads, they're not going to organize the play dates most of the time,
No. You
know. So I see where this article is coming from. I see where it could be tricky for dads.
This is from CNN, by the way. We didn't say it.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is particularly relevant in our household just because my husband does work and has that circle and is fortunate to have friends. I don't know. Is that weird to say?
You're so fortunate, Greg, that you have – Greg does have friends. Excellent.
Well, I mean, do you feel like Brian deals
Brian
with this?
I have actually had, like, a conversation about this because Brian works in sales. And so he doesn't have – an office that he goes to, right?
Right,
he has, like,
sure.
an office out of our
yeah.
house, and then he will have dinner with clients or doctors, or we'll go to offices and bring lunch or whatever.
But our husbands also have each other.
What's that?
Our husbands also have each other.
Oh, right. Greg and Brian, you have each other. So he has talked about how, yeah, like when he first moved to Asheville, you know, Brian's one of those people he's like been in Asheville for like 25 years. And like when he first moved here, he was like in his 20s and he played like flag football and was like, then they would all go to like the bar together afterward. And like that just doesn't really exist.
Once
now
you're
like a dad and you're in your 40s and like, you know, yeah, I think we've talked about – I mean, I think we have talked about it. I think, like, it's – you know, you and I, why are we friends? Because we met at work years ago, and we have a lot in common, you know? We have – and then once we had kids, once we were, like, pregnant at the same time, like, basically
sealed
in blood, you know? One of the lines in this article, in the United States, many men have become disconnected from the societal institutions that have anchored dads to each other and our community. Historically, men have made long-term bonds through religious institutions and friendships at work. Our sense of work derived from what we could provide for our families. So nowadays, right, women are taking – and, I mean, listen, this article kind of makes it sound like it was, like, easy and quick – happened quickly. But, I mean, I would argue that's not – I don't know if this is a man writing this article, but I would argue – it is a man. That's not necessarily true. It has not been easy and it has not happened quickly. But, like, basically, women now are holding some of those roles as well, right? Like,
right.
They're at work. They're, like, providing just as much as, like, the men are. And so men don't have, like, this, like
– camaraderie.
This camaraderie or, like, that role that, like, I'm the breadwinner and I'm, like, the one providing. Mm-hmm. And so that gives me, like, a sense of worth and my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so this writer is arguing that is part of the issue here. So –
interesting. I do think that sometimes, you know, we do overlook this, and I do think it's something to point out, and I do think our husbands and most dads do a great job of doing all the things.
Yeah.
And I can see this. I can see where they're like, you know, you've got all the mom Facebook groups. There's probably not as many dad Facebook groups. Like, there's not that same community around dads that there is around moms.
Yeah, and it, you know, this is, again, what you're talking about. Women are no longer beholden to husbands because of financial restraints, but men have not kept up with the changing world, and as a result, they don't have the connections that they used to. Also talks about the idea of fathers and fatherhood. Men are, like, sort of portrayed sometimes as unnecessary idiots that complicate parenting rather than adding to the family, like in movies and TV shows, and so... dads are also just struggling to find sort of that place in the world. So,
well, just so you know, dads, we support you. We love you. And if we can help you make friends, let us know.
I mean, haven't we helped our husband?
We
helped them?
We've
introduced them
to
each other.
Yeah. So there you go. You're welcome.
I know.
The Anchor Dads.
Yeah. Come on,
community.
Anchor Dads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last article here comes from the Post-Gazette in Pittsburgh. How parents can help their children resist social media. This article is obviously written from like a Pennsylvania perspective. And so they talk about there's some legislature winding its way through Pennsylvania right now to stop access to social media from teenagers and kids. And this writer basically argues that like bans are not going to stop access to social media. And, you know, I mean, we talked about this, but it's worth mentioning all of the reasons why social media can be really harmful for kids. The reasons are well known. Almost 3/4 of kids see sexual or violent content while doing their homework. 1/5 of kids from 10 to 17 have been approached or sexually solicited while online. And almost half of children in 4th to 8th grade have spoken with a stranger online. So
shocking.
Valid, totally valid that you would want to, at the very least, restrict some access to social media for your kids. But I think it's interesting, this writer talks about, like, you've got to encourage healthy behaviors. Like, what are you doing as the parent on social media? Like, are you leading by example? You need to guide your kids through the digital universe rather than attempt to lock them out.
I mean, these averages, this says teenagers average 9 hours a day on their devices, and 8 to 12-year-olds average 5 hours a day. That's shocking to me. I mean, I know that, you know, I have an 8-year-old, and I know that she does have a computer at school. So, you know, I'm sure there's some time at school that she's on that device. Still, though, that seems like a lot of time.
Are they counting that time?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But that's just, I mean, 9 hours a day for teenagers
feels crazy.
Unbelievable to me. And even 5 hours a day. I mean, I'm just shocking.
Right.
But, I think the biggest takeaway here is I think a lot of folks just want to say, oh, let's let these laws go through.
Take care of it.
Yeah.
And this writer is arguing like, y'all, it
starts at home. Even if the laws do happen and pass and there's something there, great. But, like, it's bigger than that. And we as parents need to lead by example and not be on our phones
as much. I think kids get phones so early nowadays. And I think sometimes there's probably pretty valid reasons.
Sure.
I think it's really hard to monitor your kids' social media and I think it's a lot easier. Like, we as parents who have kids that aren't old enough to have that stuff, it's, like, really easy to sit here and be like, well, blah, blah, blah.
That's
and, but I just think, it's really difficult. And I think the peer pressure to get your kid a phone, the pressure that your kids face to want a phone and be on social media is enormous.
And I keep thinking it's going to swing back by the time our kids get older, but I don't think it is.
No, because, I mean, Ella Ray is how old now?
8.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think there are 8-year-olds that have phones.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there are 10. I think by the time you're 10, I think a lot of kids have phones. I don't want to say most kids because I don't know, but I can think of 10-year-olds in my head that I know that have phones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 2 years away, you know? So.
Something to think about.
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you have a win for us?
Win of the week.
Guys, I have to look at my notes here. Because it caught Karen and I we were so like, oh. Last night I was putting River to bed and I was like scrolling through.
Where did you even see this? Did we get an email?
No, I saw it on social media. So we are. Like, I'm putting my kid to bed when I was on my phone, right? Okay, Katie.
Lead my example.
Lead by example. Anchor Moms has been nominated by the RTNDAC, which is the Radio, Television, Digital News Association, I believe of the Carolinas, for Best Podcast, Long Form.
What?
I know. Yay. And so I took a screenshot.
What a win. What a win.
And I texted Karen and I was like, hey, we got nominated for this. Like, I'm glad we submitted. I think you kind of like maybe spearheaded that. I remember having like some conversations a couple of months ago. Yeah. But nonetheless, I am honored and excited. The people actually like this podcast, listen to it. This is like, I mean, we just basically like hit record
and talk about our lives.
And like, so it's like.
We're happy that someone's listening and liking it.
We're happy that somebody enjoys it and likes it and that, you know, we've been doing this for a while now, a couple of years.
I know.
So, couple of years. We'll keep you posted.
Pat on the back.
We already realized like the awards luncheon, like we already have plans. We already have plans for that weekend together.
So never mind.
I don't know. Maybe we'll watch. I mean, maybe we'll watch it online. I don't know. We'll figure out a way to find out
if we win.
If we win. Yeah. But yeah.
All right. On that note, don't forget to rate, subscribe, review. Let us know if you like this podcast as well.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.